It is the growth that other people cannot see. It is growth that other people will not double tap on, but it is the growth that will establish your foundation and your ability to have success and longevity in the entrepreneurial space for years and decades to come. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Back to school energy gets me every single year. There's just something that feels super exciting to me about this time of year. I don't know if you guys feel it too, but it's just like, you know, the air is getting crisper, which is terrifying because in Minnesota, we wait all year long for summer. But beyond the air getting crisper and fall being around the corner, I just feel like this time of year feels like a starting line. And I don't know about you, but January 1st feels a long ways away. And so September kind of brings about this deep desire to learn. And so August for me always feels like this ramp up of like, what do I want to achieve or accomplish or try or learn or do before the next starting line? Maybe you're feeling this way too. And if you are, maybe you're thinking, man, summer has flown by. I can't believe it's August. And I want to get something done before the school year starts. And so I actually made room in the podcasting schedule to drop in this episode because I've been thinking about this topic so much. And I wanted to inspire you at the beginning of this month to do something that might be on your to-do list, to do something that you might have been avoiding, to finally start and grow and serve an email list. Now, trust me when I say this, I have been talking about email lists for years. And if you know me, you know that this topic like absolutely lights me up. And so today I literally messaged my team and said, can we rearrange our schedule? Because I really want to drop this at the top of the month so that people can finally take action and grow their email list. And here's why this is so important. Not only is back to school right around the corner, but what quickly comes up are the holidays. And having an email list, a list you can launch to, whether it's a product or a service or an offer, is absolutely critical. And I don't want for you to finish out this year and think, man, I told myself I was going to finally do this and I haven't yet. And I wanted to give us just like a starting line together that we can move through it. And so in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my own list building story, how my profits grew as my list grew, why an email list must be a priority if you're already strapped for time. I'm also going to share a crazy stat on ROI, return on investment, that will forever change how you measure results when it comes to marketing. And I will share a trick in automating emails so that you can truly set it and forget it in a beautiful way. So are you ready to dive on in? I am so excited to talk about one of my favorite nerdy topics, email marketing. Let's do it. If you love listening to the Gold Digger podcast, you'll love the full lineup of business and entrepreneurial focused podcasts on the HubSpot podcast network, like Marketing Made Simple, hosted by Dr. JJ Peterson. Marketing Made Simple brings you practical tips to make your marketing easy and, more importantly, make it work. He's got a robust catalog of ready-to-binge episodes like Why Your Videos Aren't Engaging Customers, an amazing no-cost strategy to get more leads, and How to Build Your Social Media Content Calendar. Listening to Marketing Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts. So I was recently doing a live training with one of my friends who has a mastermind, and I wanted to talk to him about just places in your business that you can automate that can drive results while you rest. It was something that I don't get to talk about often that I love teaching on. It's really high level. But what happened is when I jumped onto the training, I asked all the participants, I said, everyone raise your hand if you have an email list that you serve consistently. And very few hands went up. And I felt this like massive conviction in the space and thinking, man, we have failed entrepreneurs. We have failed passionate business owners if we have not yet shared the what and the why of email marketing in a compelling enough way to get them to actually take action. That training morphed because I did get to teach on the topic I wanted to, but I had to share so much about email marketing because that is the foundation. If you are listening to this episode and you're like, man, I've promised myself that I'm going to find ways to bring in passive income or to create a more automated business or to set up systems that will allow me to serve people while I rest or to eliminate like the feeling of spammy sales pitches or showing up on social media to drive results, and you haven't done those things yet, if you haven't done the number one thing that'll allow you to unlock all of those other things, then this episode is for you. Now, here's why I'm so passionate about it. Now, you know, I love social media. I love it. I use it. I leverage it. It's part of my strategy. It's a way that I connect with people. I enjoy it. But if we haven't said this enough, your followers on those platforms are not yours. Instagram owns them. Facebook owns them. Pinterest owns them. Those platforms are not your retail space. They're not meant for you to own. It's like we're renting. In fact, we're even worse than renting. We're like squatting in these domains and trying to get results off of them, but we're forgetting like, what are these apps intended to do? And it's been really interesting because I feel like there has been a very big shift in social media lately. I mean, we see it everywhere from, you know, this focus on these short form, quick clicking content pieces to this deep desire to have things go viral, meaning getting lots of views and engagement. But what we're missing is actually tying all these efforts to real results. Now, I've shared this before, but I want to reiterate this because I think it is so powerful, is that when I am on social platforms, I am seeking out this ability to connect with people. Like the number one reason why I'm on those platforms and consistent on those platforms is solely to connect and to share my story and to make a difference and to impact. But there has to be a strategy piece in that, or else we're just wasting our time. And so when I think about social posts, I think about 90% of my content is just created to connect, and 10%, maybe 20%, is created to drive results. Now, if the average person was looking at my content, they would say, Jenna, never post about business on social media again. Those posts tank when you do that. When you're talking about webinars or your marketing strategy, just don't do that. Just, you know, post about motherhood and body image and call it a day. That's where you're most successful. But what people don't realize is that the posts that quote tank, those ones are driving the real results for me. They're driving the biggest results. While they might not get the most likes or comments or engagement, those posts are moving the needle the most in my business. Now, here's what I mean by this. I am looking at ROI, return on investment, with the investment being my time and energy when it comes to social media. And a lot of times when we aren't looking at real results, like measurable results beyond likes, comments, engagement, we are getting so focused on just creating content that lands, that quote, performs well, that we're not actually thinking about how are we using that content to drive a real result. Now, for me, the number one real result that I'm after is growing my email list. My email list is a resource that I own. It is the number one way I drive profits in my business. It indicates the health of my company. And it is where we do the most sales. And I say this from a place of like not spammy selling, but I know that if I ever needed to generate results in my business, the first thing I would do is send an email. If I could only have one platform, if somebody said, in 2 minutes, I need you to decide, you get to keep one asset of your company, what is it? Without a doubt, it would be my email list. So here's what I want for us to think about before we dive on in to some data that will help you get off the fence on starting your email list. When we are focusing so much on social platforms, which again, I use, love, leverage, teach, strategize. When we are focusing all of our efforts there, we're not actually thinking about what these platforms are built for. Now, I hinted at this, but if you think about it, social platforms are built for entertainment, for distraction. People are going there to be entertained, to feel less alone, to feel more enough, to feel inspired. They're not necessarily being on these platforms to take action. And what happens is that when we try to leverage these platforms in a way that pull people off of the app or that tell people they need to click on the link to go somewhere else, one, Instagram is not going to prioritize that content because their number one metric that they're looking at is how long people are staying on the app. And so the last thing they want to do is push out content that invites people off of the app. But two, people aren't in the headspace to take real action. Again, they're there to be like entertained or distracted. And so we are using these platforms in ways that they're not intended to be used, which means we're missing opportunities to leverage these platforms in a way that will actually help us drive real results after we've created genuine connection and built the know, like, and trust. Okay, so get this. According to Optin Monster, in 2022, people aren't just using email to connect with family and friends. 61% of consumers prefer to be contacted by brands through email, which is really good news for your business. People are saying, yes, I like to be reminded about what's going on. Yes, I want to know about your next sale. Yes, please invite me into your next offer. People are excited about being contacted by brands. Now, this stat was slightly crippling and a little alarming, but also really good news for the email marketing world. So 99% of email users check their email every single day. Sometimes they check it up to 20 times a day. Now, this is not good for us from a standpoint of like mental health. Like, I don't necessarily think it's healthy that we're checking our email 20 times a day. But if you're questioning the validity of email marketing, this stat, 99% of email users check their email every day. That's massive. That is massive. And the crazier part is a lot of people check their email even before they go onto social media or news. 58% of users check their email before they go onto social media. And so that's a pretty big statistic showing the prioritization of email, but also how it is in people's lives. It's infused. I mean, I know people that don't check social media every day. I'm not one of them. But when we think about email, a lot of people are like, is email dead? Oh gosh, no. Email is very, very much alive. So I wanted to share a little bit about my own email marketing journey because maybe you will see bits and pieces of your own resistance in this. Again, if you have not started an email list yet, I want to convince you today. Like, that's my goal. I just want to convince you. So I remember way back, so I actually was doing research for this episode and just kind of looking at my own journey because one of my teammates said, you know, we all hear that stat that like the online marketing world says that for every email subscriber you have, you get one additional dollar of revenue per month. That's kind of this statement that a lot of email marketers rest their head on. But she's like, I want to know, like, what did this actually look like for you? And what does it continue to look like? And so I actually kind of dug back. And way back in January 2015, I signed up for my first online course. And it was kind of the old school method. You get on the phone with someone, they ask you questions, they sell you their course. Not necessarily how a lot of courses are sold today. But I actually said yes and invested in myself for a few different reasons. One, I wanted to take the course to just experience the online learning world. I wanted to kind of study and see, what does it feel like to be a student? How do you lay things out? What does this look like? But I also made the course creator promise that if I purchased their course, they would teach me the back end stuff because I knew that I had this tendency to complicate everything, right? Like, I needed to know, how do I record? Where does this go? Where does it live? Where do I send people to? How do I collect money? Like, all of these things that were intimidating to me. I knew that I wanted to get into this space because I had been doing one-on-one mentoring, but I knew that in order to get into the one-to-many business, I needed to learn, right? I needed to learn from someone. So January 2015, I get on this call with this course creator. And I remember feeling so proud because at the time, I believe I had like 10,000 Instagram followers. And I remember getting on the phone and he said, how big is your list? And I was like, what list? Like, thinking my to-do list. He's like, how big is your email list? And I didn't have one. And I didn't understand it. And I was like, yeah, but I have 10,000 Instagram followers. And he was like, nope, like, you don't own it. That's not where you should be marketing. It's not like a engaged list of people who you can launch to. And I remember that day he actually sent me, and this is how I was exposed to Amy Porterfield. He sent me an episode of Amy Porterfield's podcast. She was like an OG in podcasting, and it was all about email list building. And I remember there was this hesitancy in me because here's the thing with social media, you can see people's numbers, right? Like he could see that I had 10K, but if I'm spending all this time and energy growing an email list, nobody can see it. It's not super shiny. It's not super sexy. But that was when I was first introduced to this idea of email marketing back in January of 2015. So as I was investigating for this episode, I found a post that I made in this Facebook group. Here's what it said. So I found this post that I made in April. So it was 4 months after I'd signed up for my first course. And it said, in these last 4 months, I developed a course for creative entrepreneurs, grew a beta group of over 100 people who wanted to learn from me, an email list of almost 1,000, so not even 1,000 subscribers, and I launched the course with 16 participants in the first round. Not only am I watching people's lives change, I made over $30,000 on my initial launch. With some of that money, I am helping go on a trip with my mom and sister to Europe. We're sponsoring a kid through our church and fostering puppies. It is crazy. So within 4 months of learning about email lists, I quickly took action, grew my list to almost 1,000, but did my first five-figure launch and ended up making $30,000 with 16 course students. Now, let me just say that this was insane. And why I wanted to bring this up is you don't have to have an email list of hundreds of thousands of people. In fact, I hope you grow to that at some point. But I want to remind you that back in 2015, I had less than 1,000 people and did my first launch. This just lit a fire in me. Like, how can I keep growing my list? Then I saw another post that I did. So that was a start. I did $30,000, less than 1,000 people my first launch. I didn't have my podcast at the time. I didn't have this big education business. I literally had just taken all of the frameworks that I had been doing one-on-one in these mentor sessions and put them together in an online course that was literally an audio-only course at the time. So then I was looking at my next post and I followed up. And 1 year later, I did another post in that group and it said, I have doubled my list. I ran an Instagram challenge and I have now almost 5,000 people on my email list. Basically, what I did is run a 5-day Instagram challenge. I added about 2,500 people to my email list. And then I went on to sell my new program at the time, the Instagram Lab. And I ended up doing over 6 figures on that launch just 1 year later with 5,000 people on my list. And 2,500 of them were new subscribers. So I wanted to kind of break that down because I wanted for you to see, one, how quickly you can implement and get results. Like I said at the time, it took me 4 months to get around 1,000 subscribers. It took me 1 year to get around 5,000. But you can also see how my results exponentially grew along with the size of my list. And you can imagine now as the years go by and my email list being my number one priority in my business, you can just imagine, I'll let you use your imagination about what my results look like now and how I continue to leverage and focus on growing, building, and serving my email list. It is the number one thing. So first, let's talk about the importance of email lists. First and foremost, it is a better return on investment when it comes to your time. Now, you have heard me say this time and time again. My email list is the number one way we drive profits in my business. It's my number one priority, the number one focus of our company. Even with my book launch, when I created my book launch strategy, my biggest thing that I wanted to do was leverage email lists throughout the whole launch. Like, yes, the publisher was like, we need PR, we need the Today Show, we need all these things. But I knew because of my background, because of the results that I've seen driven through email lists, that if I could have the biggest ask for people in my life who have email lists, it would be, can you email your list and share why they need to get this book? Like that was it. Like if I'm ever going to drive results, it's always going to start with email marketing. So when we think about things like social media, we could spend a few hours prepping content for Instagram, for instance, for the week. Now, the good thing about that is, yes, you can batch work and you can prep that content. But if we're actually looking at an ROI in terms of your return on investment with your investment being your time, it can be really hard to tie those efforts back to measurable results, like results that actually move the needle in your business, right? We always joke that like likes and comments don't pay the bills. And that's absolutely true. I know people on social media that have millions of followers that do not make a living doing that. They don't know how to leverage those followers into actual results. And so when I look at your time being limited, because guess what? I'm busy and I know you are busy too. And you're just trying to figure out the best way to spend your time, the limited amount that you have when it comes to marketing. When you have and build an email list, you can serve people and connect them directly to resources and links and invitations that will meet them exactly where they're at in a place that they are most likely to take action, which is their inbox. Now, here's why I love email lists. Email lists to me take away this feeling of shouting to the masses. In fact, it makes me feel like I can whisper a specific message to the right person at the right time. And when I think about selling, like if I were to ask you, my listener, like, do you love selling? Like, don't you just love selling your stuff? A lot of people would say no. But what I love about email marketing is that if you do it in an intentional way, if you do it with this heart of service, with this connection to additional resources and information, when the time comes to tell people about a paid offer, it feels more like an invitation. It feels more like a, hey, I know you're already interested in this thing, and I've got this next step for you. If you are interested, click right here and let's see if you want to take the next step. The thing I love about it is to me, it feels like an invitation that you're not afraid to RSVP to. Like you can just be like, hey, now's not the right time, or this is not the right event, or I don't have my black tie attire ready. And you can just say like, hey, no thanks. And it's like not a big deal, because with email marketing, we'll circle back when the next time is ready for you to be invited again. And maybe the next time is the right time for you. Let me give you an example on how this worked. So because I have been obsessed about email marketing since I learned about it all those years ago, I remember so specifically the first time I went to launch my email list building program, the List to Launch Lab. Now, I was so wildly passionate about email marketing. And I told my team, I said, here's the deal. We have the sexy course, the Instagram Lab. Everyone wants to grow their Instagram following. This is not that course. In fact, this is not shiny at all, but I care about this enough that I'm going to launch it. And I know it's not going to get massive results this first time, but I believe in it so deeply that I will keep doing this until business owners start to understand the importance of it. So the first time we launched it, it was still a really great launch. Like so many entrepreneurs would be absolutely thrilled. But from a brand standpoint, from our standards of launches, it was probably one of the lowest launches we've ever done. I did not feel disappointed at all. I felt excited that people were starting to understand the power of email list building. Because guess what? I was resistant too. I was reluctant. I was like, this is not the fun marketing stuff that I thought I was going to be doing, but I did it anyways. And so for the next year, I committed to talking about email list building in every place that I was showing up on social media, on this very podcast. I talked about it until I was blue in the face with nothing to sell. And the next time we launched that program, it was the best launch we have ever done in the history of my business. You know why? Because I was so committed to talking about it, to helping people understand why this matters, that I stuck with it, didn't let one quote bad launch hold me back, because I, with the utter conviction deep in my soul, was like, every entrepreneur needs an email list. And they're feeling all the things I was feeling about not doing it. And I'm going to talk about this until I'm blue in the face, until they understand why this matters. And so to date, my List to Launch Lab program is one of my best selling programs. And I'm not telling you this to sell this program at all. I'm telling you this because email list building, it takes a while for us to wrap our brains around it, right? We're so conditioned to think about the results that other people can see, that they can judge, that we forget to like work on like the foundation. Like I think about it like this. I'm sitting right now in front of Lake Superior looking at a tree. And if I were to invite you and said, hey, why don't you come on over? I've got two chairs on my deck. Let's sit down and let's watch this tree grow. You wouldn't want to come, right? It would be so boring. But what we fail to recognize is that even when the tree is not changing above the ground, underneath the surface, the roots are strengthening and stretching and growing. And it's laying that foundation for that tree to stand the test of times. And I know this is a weird analogy, but this is how I feel about email lists. It is the growth that other people cannot see. It is growth that other people will not double tap on, but it is the growth that will establish your foundation and your ability to have success and longevity in the entrepreneurial space for years and decades to come. And I believe that with so much conviction. You know the phrase, easy as pie, right? Well, anyone who's actually made a pie from scratch, from the buttery, flaky crust to the perfectly sweet filling, knows that making pies is, in fact, very difficult. But you know what is easy? Integrating, automating, and scaling your business with HubSpot. The HubSpot CRM platform seamlessly transforms customer data into usable insights, like what's the average time it takes to respond to a customer service request, and how can we get better at it? The HubSpot Service Hub brings all your data and support channels into one place so your team can spend less time hunting for information and more time delighting your customers. Plus, seamless connectivity with marketing and sales hubs means every person on your team has a crystal clear picture of your customer. It's easy as HubSpot. Learn how HubSpot can make it easier for your business to grow better at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So what does this mean? If you are listening to this and you're like, I have no idea what to do. First, I want to invite you into something that over 53,000 people have taken. 53,000. I was blown away when I saw this. I created this 5-day challenge. It is called the 0 to 250 email list building challenge. It is absolutely free. Absolutely free. And what it is 5 days of content. It's about 10 minutes a day where I literally walk you through the strategy, how to implement it, and how to analyze it. So it's like this micro course, this mini boot camp with day to day. I literally explain it, lay it out for you. And there are also tutorials on how to do every single step. You're not searching, you're not on Google or YouTube trying to find answers. You literally listen to it and you take action. It's like 20 minutes a day or less. Imagine 5 days from now, you actually having an email list. You can sign up for this. It is absolutely free at listbuildchallenge.com. Join the 53,000 other people just like you who have finally said, okay, Jenna, you've been talking about this for years. I'm finally getting on board. I'm finally checking this off of my to-do list. I'm finally taking action. It is listbuildchallenge.com. Join the 0 to 250. My goal for you is that 30 days from now, you have 250 or more subscribers that you are showing up for with confidence and with consistency. So hop there if you need that. Now, I want to share something that I think a lot of us are getting wrong when it comes to list building. And it is this belief that if I create a list, all I am creating is something that requires me to show up every single week. And I don't know what I'm going to send. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to drive results with this thing. So what is the point? If you're feeling that way, I want to share something. So listen to this statistic and then let me break it down for you. Email automation is a must-have for businesses because it doesn't just save you time. You know me, I'm in the business of saving time. Time is life. But it doesn't just save you time, it makes you money. 320% more revenue is driven from automated emails than non-automated emails. 320% more revenue is driven from automated emails than not automated emails. So if one of the reasons why you are dragging your feet on growing or starting an email list is because you are thinking, I have to show up every single week with something to say, I want for you to listen to this statistic about how you can drive 320% more revenue through automation. Let me tell you this. When you join my email list, I have a plan for you. And what I love about this is because we are so used to showing up in places like social media, where only a very small, like 3.5% of our followers even see what we're sharing, see what we're posting, we can't provide an experience there, right? Like, you don't know if somebody's going to see today's post and then tomorrow's post. It's not going to be in sequential order. It's not necessarily going to guide them on a journey. But what email marketing allows you to do is you can automate and guide people on a very specific and intentional journey and give them an experience that helps them understand and qualify themselves as potential customers for what it is that you have to offer. Again, I don't even look at things that I quote sell through my email list as selling. I look at it as invitations, because I have built up a relationship with someone. I've built that know, like, and trust factor so that by the time I get to an invitation, I already kind of know, and they already kind of know if it's a right invite for them, and they RSVP unapologetically. And so what this stat is telling me is that we do not need to create more work for ourselves. We need to create more intentionally. So I want for you to imagine this. Imagine that you take the list building challenge, 0 to 250, and for the next 4 weeks, you send out one email per week, and they're really thoughtful. And you sit down and you write them one time, and yet they have the opportunity to serve hundreds of people, if not thousands upon thousands of people in the lifetime of your email list. And because you're sitting down and you're writing thoughtfully and you're thinking, how would this email be relevant for giving someone an experience 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? You're going to write in a different way than you would write if you were saying, hey, it's August and it's in Minnesota and it's finally warm, and all of a sudden somebody's getting this in December and it makes no sense. No, you are going to be strategic and thoughtful in this. You're going to write with this thought of like, I'm going to write this email. I'm going to sit down and write it once, and it is going to work for me for months and maybe even years to come. And so what if you could write one email per week for the next 4 weeks? And those four emails would become an automated welcome sequence for anybody that joins your list. And guess what? There's going to be people jumping onto your list because you're going to finally have one and the tools that you need in order to get it out into the world. What I love about email marketing is that if you go into it with the right headspace, with the right idea in mind that I'm going to write this super thoughtfully and I'm going to think about how I can write it one time and serve many people for many months or even years to come, what you can do is that each time you sit down to write an email, you can make it a part of the full experience. You can make it something that you can literally set and forget about, and know that anytime someone signs up, they're going to be given the experience that you only wish you could offer them through social media. The experience that builds up their awareness and what it is that you do, what you have to sell, what your offer is, but also builds that know, like, and trust factor so that when you drop into their inbox, they're excited to see what you've got going on. They're excited to see that invitation. They've already been taken on the path by you to pre-qualify themselves if they're a right fit. And it takes away the stress of it. You are then driving results on autopilot, and you have this opportunity to drive 320% more revenue through automated emails. Now, here's what I love about this. I show up for my email list every single week without fail. And what we do as a team is I'll look at the next month and I'll say, here's what we're going to be sending out once or twice a week, even on months that are quieter. We're going to be showing up. We're going to be serving. We can automate, schedule these. We batch work it all. So we write them all at once. We schedule them all at once. We test them all at once. We review them all at once. And then we move on to other things. And what I love about that is while we are showing up in inboxes, we're also building a bigger system, a system that can run while we rest, a system that provides that experience that we're craving. Now, 49% of businesses use some form of email automation, 49%. And so if you are listening and you are in the 51%, thinking, I don't have an email list and I definitely don't have automation, then I want for this to be the plea that gets you off the fence. I don't have a lot of business regrets. You know, I feel like we can all say like everything happens for a reason and everything unfolded as it should. And I believe that. But when I look back at those emails and see the results I was able to drive within 4 months of starting my list, within 1 year of growing my list, I want to sing from the rooftops in a way that makes you finally be spurred into action. Whether you seize the opportunity of this time of year and the fresh energy it brings, or you let this data do the talking for you, and you start to see that like email is 40 times more effective at acquiring customers than Facebook and Twitter combined. If you start to think about your ROI, your return on the most precious currency that you have, your time, and you start to understand that email works through this exchange, right? Someone gives you something of value, which is their email address, in exchange for something of value that you give them. It starts this relationship off at a way different level than social media could ever touch. I want for you to take action. I am sick of seeing start an email list on your to-do list and having that task alone get buried for weeks and months. I am tired of knowing that you are paying a monthly fee to a CRM and you're not leveraging it. You're not using it. And that monthly fee just pokes and prods at you and invokes shame because you know you should be taking action, but you're not because you're not quite sure how to do it. And so in closing, I want this to be your time. I want this to be your 2015 January that changed my mind, that made me focus on something that didn't feel sexy, but that helped me strengthen the roots, the foundation that my business still is standing on today. The same foundation that is driving results in all of the facets of everything that I do. The foundation that is still to this day, the number one asset that I'm focused on, that I'm serving, that I'm growing, that I'm leveraging every single week. And I want for you to finally take a step forward. Now, if you want, join my challenge, listbuildchallenge.com. It is the 0 to 250. Join the 53,000 other humans that have taken it. Get the tutorials, get the walkthroughs. It is absolutely free. And I want for you to use that if you know that you need extra support in making this happen once and for all. But just as I was convicted years ago saying, I don't care if I have to talk about this until I'm blue in the face, I am blue in the face today and I will still keep talking about it because this matters. This might be the difference between you surviving and you thriving as a business owner. This might be the difference if your Instagram got hacked by a stupid crypto person and all of a sudden you lost your ability to get in touch with all of the people, or the world turns on its head and you don't know how to contact your database and let them know of the best ways that they can show up and support your business or the changes in your policies. I want you to have this. This is not only a lifeline, it is the number one way you can drive results in your business. And I want for you to be a results-based entrepreneur. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. I hope that today's episode inspired you. I hope it was a kick in the pants that you needed to take action. And I hope you know that I am here to guide you on this path. You will not go alone. And there's something so beautiful about crafting an experience, one that only you can offer for the people that you serve and love, for the way that only you can show up in the world. And your email list is waiting for you to do just that. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I sincerely hope to see you showing up in inboxes all over the world super soon. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.